21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
When we first set out to build this business, I saw this huge opportunity that existed in the music category. It said artists and their teams didn't have the purpose-built tools that they needed to own and optimize their most important fan relationships. In order for an artist to participate in the direct-to-fan business today, they're cobbling together dozens of fragmented tools, none of which are aligned with each other, most of which aren't even built for music, and it's simply not working. And that's what we set out to solve as We Are Giant. Our goal is to fundamentally transform the relationship between artists and fans for good, and we're taking a really unique approach at harnessing this opportunity for artists by creating healthy and sustainable communities of their fans to support them. My name is Andy Apple. I'm the founder and CEO at We Are Giant. As for my personal background, I've been passionate about music my entire life. I've worked in music or finance for my entire career. I got my start as a music blogger. With my last name being Apple, I launched a blog called Apple Seeds Music. We really focus on indie folk and alternative music. And what started off as a passion project really took a life of its own. Got super lucky in that we were focused on a very specific genre that had its moment in the early 2000s with Mumford & Sons and Bon Iver and Florence the Machine coming to the United States and really emerging. And music discovery and recommendation happened through blogs. It was so core to the music culture, and ended up scaling the blog for about 5 years, had 8 writers under me at our peak, sold merch in dozens of countries. And overnight, seemingly, Spotify came to the US and just put all music blogs out of business. Recommendation, discovery was scalable, algorithmic. It was faster, it was better, it was stronger. And seeing how easily disrupted I was, I wanted to pivot and build real business fundamental skills. So I transitioned to JP Morgan, where I spent about 5.5 years there, most of my time doing technology banking, working with high growth software businesses across the capital structure. During my time at JP Morgan, I had an opportunity to mentor companies in their FinTech Accelerator. And it was a front row seat to the startup world and entrepreneurship. And it's almost impossible to work with early stage companies and not want to work with them in a more hands-on capacity. And I caught the bug almost immediately. And I took a step back and looked at what I wanted to do moving forward. And I really wanted to work with companies in a more hands-on way, earlier stage companies, but also align myself to a category that I was more passionate about. And that to me was always music. Not wanting to be a tourist in the music and startup industry, I picked up, left New York, left JP Morgan, and moved to LA and transitioned to the venture capital community. Ultimately, I was on the investment team at a fund called Sound Ventures. Two of the partners are Ashton Kutcher and Guy Osiri. So in many ways, it was a homecoming of sorts back to the music and entertainment world. And between my time as a blogger and banker through my time as an investor, I had seen the creator economy evolve from this really niche concept for gamers to this now undeniable force of nature across creator categories. And I looked at music as this category that was massive and massively changing and massively growing, yet completely underserved from a direct-to-fan tools perspective. And I became really focused on investing in that category winner for the music industry. And I began meeting with as many founders as I could who were building in the space that I can invest in and help bridge the creator economy to the music industry, build those purpose-built tools for musicians and their teams to harness this opportunity with their fans directly and own those relationships and monetize them in ways that they can't on streaming platforms and social media platforms today. And Ultimately, met with everyone I could who was building in this space, and then COVID hits. Touring disappeared, most of merch went away with it, and I never found that category winner. I developed a core thesis around how building communities was the ultimate answer for capturing this opportunity for musicians, and I didn't find the company that was building it in that way, and I took a long, hard look in the mirror and didn't see folks building this business, and that gave me so much purpose and wanted to build it myself, and that's what started me on this entrepreneurial journey. I left the venture capital world and went off as a founder, and that's the origin story of We Are Giant. The beauty of this business is that this isn't a novel problem that we're solving. The challenges around artist ownership and monetization have existed for years, and people have tried to solve this problem for decades. And frankly, as an entrepreneur, that's a problem I want to run towards. You know, I was looking for a category that was going through explosive change and tremendous growth. That's the music industry. I'm super passionate about bringing technology innovation to the category. You know, last year, in terms of the growth, 8 million people uploaded music to Spotify globally. MIDiA, the leading research organization in the industry, projects 198 million music creators by 2030. And then you think about all the change that's happening in the music industry. The format of music from album to single to now soundbites and social media companies. The role that labels play in the emergence and development of artists and acts. The role emerging technology and AI is having on the music industry. The amount of time, resources, and skill required to create and distribute music has now been shut down to zero. There's fundamental change happening here, and that's why I want to take a different approach at solving this problem. Anyone who's built in this space has essentially given artists tools to create moments for their fans, whether it's live experiences, whether it's high-value content, or even merch or tickets. I believed that the most effective way for artists to capture this opportunity is to do that while also building a sustainable community to support them in between these big moments. If you build for these big moments and nothing in between, you're dealing with a massive retention issue. So I knew that if we wanted a chance at building a successful business, that we had to build a sticky community-led product. So what we've done is we've aggregated all these disparate tools and functionality from online under one roof in a way that's purpose-built for music. And we've also layered on these community tools and strategies that empower these communities to build healthy, sustainable, ultimately lucrative communities for the artist that align to support the goals of their leader, which ultimately is the artist. And to me, community is such a powerful mechanism here. It's not just for organic growth. It's not just for retention, but communities, whether it's a music fandom, whether it's a running club or cooking club, at a high level, they're all the same. It's about having a sense of belonging and supporting the best interests and goals of your leader. And when you think of music, the leadership piece is so obvious and easy. It's the artist, it's the act, and the fans are the participants. And our core belief and the really unique angle we've taken towards this problem is we believe that the most effective way to unlock the power of community and to really build healthy communities is to get members sharing experiences with each other, whether it's with the artist or without the artist, whether it's related to their music or unrelated to their music. The more we're getting the fans doing things with each other, the more we reinforce a sense of belonging in that community and the more they want to do with each other. So we've built this product where we've got all the expected content tools for artists and fans to create content and share that content with each other. We've also built these three core shared experiences: audio-only listening parties, video-only live streams, and text-only chat rooms that give fans the opportunity to create and experience all these different opportunities with each other in a way that doesn't fall on the artist's shoulders to create all the value and wear that burden themselves. So when I left the venture capital community to start this business, I knew that I'd have my best chance at having success if I had the right team around the table. And you've heard me describe We Are Giant as an artist community platform. So having the right people from the music community, the community world, and the technology universe was non-negotiably important for me to have around the table. And with this idea in my back pocket, with how much purpose I had in building this business, I set out to build what I believe is a best-in-class team to capture this opportunity in a scalable way. From a community perspective, that's our real differentiator here. I connected with Dan McComas on LinkedIn, funny enough. Dan is our VP of product and community. Dan is a former touring musician. He was a top 10 hire at Reddit. He was a senior vice president of product and community there. And he's really developed himself to be a world leading authority on online community building. And when I met Dan over LinkedIn, the message was clear. He could spend his life obsessed over solving this issue of bringing music and community together on a technology platform. On the music side, JP Slater is the first person I brought into the business. I met JP about a couple weeks after leaving the venture capital world and just doing my research. I spent 6 months meeting with everybody I could, from artists and managers to agents to lawyers to anyone who had built in the music space. And JP had worn so many hats across the music industry. He co-managed a hip hop group called Odd Future. He ran business development for a 9-figure music technology company based out of Australia. And when I pitched him on the business, he had one response, which was, I've been waiting 10 years for this business to come. And then finally on the technology side, Josh Fraser is our VP of engineering. Josh is a top 30 hire at Twitter. He's led large teams there at LinkedIn. He's also a former touring musician, and he's got real credibility and deep experience across leading technology and engineering teams in community-led organizations. And the common thread across our current executive team, let alone the rest of the business, is we're all deeply passionate about music, and that drives what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. We're all either former touring musicians, bloggers, managers, and certainly all music fans across genres. And the beauty of the music industry is it's a global category, and we're building a consumer platform for music and artists and fans. And we need to have the right points of view and opinions and backgrounds around the table. And I've been very focused on building that diversity at our executive level, but also across our organization, and really proud of the team that we've built. And we continue to build out our team as we scale the business. As I mentioned, we believe that the best way to build these communities is by getting fans to share experiences with each other. And ideally, some of these moments and experiences are going to be artist-led, that celebrate the artist's biggest moments. And we released the listening parties, the live streams in the chat room. And one of the key features that's emerged since launching are our listening parties. What listening parties are live concert-going experiences on our platform. We've taken the feeling and harnessed it of being at a show of your favorite artist and brought to a web product and an app in a really unique way, where the artist is on top of the screen, they curate music for their fans, fans are in the audience, fans can dance, they can laugh, they can cry, they can clap. When they tip money, money flies across the screen and other fans can double click the money and match the tip for the artist. In fact, we had an artist who made thousands of dollars last night just releasing a new single on our platform and asking fans to pay what they're able to support them. But the listening parties have really emerged as a core differentiator for us as a business. And the reason they're so different than everything else that we've seen out in the market is because of how we built the tool. We've built our own streaming infrastructure that enables us to support both commercial music, which is the music you hear on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, but also non-commercial music, which is everything you don't. So think of pre-releases, demos, rough ideas, snippets, even voice notes of artists explaining the lyrics and where they were when they made this song and why they released it the way they have. And because we built the rails ourselves for streaming, we can also enable artists to monetize these moments. So when you think of artists celebrating the release of their music or them sharing a demo that's never seen the light of day, being able to charge for that, let alone collect tips within those moments, is quite differentiated and special. What we've done is, we've gotten our own direct licenses from rights holders, first in the US, we'll then go to the UK, then we'll expand across Europe and Latin markets from there. So everything that we're doing across our business is truly purpose-built for music, not just in terms of tools and features and functionality, but also the licensing underpinnings. And with our listening parties, it's clearly emerged as this killer app for us. It's attracted artists from major labels all the way to independent artists to use our tool in innovative ways. And a really good example of that is an artist on our platform named Johan Lennox. Johan, incredibly talented musician, classically trained composer, graduated from Yale, whip smart. And he got a start in the music career by putting classical elements on pop music, on hip hop artists, pop musicians, even rock music, by putting strings and violin elements onto their tracks. And when we met Johan, he was paying four figures a month to have a phone number to text his fans. And he had hundreds of subscribers on a live streaming platform. And he even used Discord with thousands of fans just to share music with each other. And everyone was rallying around his producer career and his classical career. No one is focusing on Johan as the solo artist. So when he came to us, he wanted We Are Giant to be the home for his solo artist career. And he's been able to use our tools in really innovative ways. Look at his last album release cycle as an example. 6 months prior to his release, he hosted a listening party that he called his album progress report, where he played 17 demos straight through. And he said, hey guys, the first 13, it's going to make the album. The rest didn't make the cut. He got all this feedback from his fans, almost focus grouping his fans in this listening party. Then he went live on our platform for hours. He made dinner. He folded his laundry. He did all of these behind the scenes type of activities that gave his fans an inside look into Johan, not just the artist, but also the person. But he got a lot of feedback about the music. Fast forward 5 months, he did an album. He did a release party on We Are Giant exclusively of his lead single. And the lead single just so happened to be one of the throwaway songs from his progress report 6 months prior. He got so much feedback from his fans that he actually elevated a song that he was never going to release, and he made it the lead single off his project. And he super served his fans using We Are Giant to share that release before it was available on Spotify and Apple Music. Another month goes by, and he released his entire album exclusively on our platform, in a way that none of these other live audio social tools can support, because we have our own rails. They're all reliant on third-party rails to power the experience. And he released the album on Spotify the next day, really super serving his fans in a special way without creating any additional work for the artist. He's already made the music. Why not give it to your best fans first, your most important super fans, before the general population? And then a year after that release, we sold out a limited edition vinyl run to commemorate the release of his album on We Are Giants. So when you think of what Johan was doing prior to working with us, his digital footprint was spread out across a variety of different platforms, none of which were really built for music. None of them had licenses. None of them were aligned with each other. And fast forward to today, he released his music in a completely new entrepreneurial way that he couldn't do on these other platforms. And by the way, just last night, Johan debuted his second studio album exclusively on our platform as a listening party. And it was really fun to see another full cycle moment where the artist is releasing his music here with his biggest fans year after year.
So many speak on the bottom and never know the feel, or how it looks at the top, or if it's even real. We ain't selling dreams, but we live in some. No arms, license, and still we stick to our guns.
Our relationship with our artists is a pure partnership model. We launched our beta in July of 2022. Five artists were in the beta. The goal of that was to really validate that the technology and product were working as intended, that our product flywheels were sound, that our community flywheels, very importantly, were sound. And middle of April 2023, felt very comfortable expanding our roster. We've grown from five artists to north of 100 artists on the platform today, ranging from superstar acts that are signed to major labels all the way down to true independent artists. I'd say about a quarter of the roster today are major label artists. And the remaining 75% are all professional musicians who are actively releasing music and have different relationships with labels and distribution companies. And what's really emerged for us are these live events on the platform, the listening parties and the live streams. what we've been able to do is scale our roster on a genre by genre basis. We first began building the roster with alternative musicians. We actually had an alternative music festival on our platform last week, comprised of over 20 listening parties and live streams, one after another, driving not just monetization for artists, but also discoverability and cross-pollination of different fan communities. We have a pop music festival going on this week towards the end of March, and we'll be launching two more genre collectives for country music and hip hop in the second quarter of this year. And the success and value that our live events are having on our platform has clearly dictated the business model we have to follow. We only win when our artists win and when they make money. So we've built the tools for artists to gate live experiences behind a paywall and collect tips within them. We also have end-to-end functionality globally for merch, from creative all the way through fulfillment. And our goal here is to really build towards a critical mass of users, at which point a plethora of new revenue streams open up to us across consumer tools, advertising and sponsorship opportunities, and more merch and physical good opportunities, as well as finally really building the bridge between online communities and offline as we get into ticketing and other VIP in-person experiences that are just so core to the community experience and community health. So today we're very much focused on what we call event-driven monetization. We are here to super serve artists so that they can super serve their fans and create these special moments that are worth paying for and paying attention to. One of the big takeaways for me early on in my research process is just how so undervalued recorded music is. And with our listening parties, we create really unique opportunities for artists to generate more revenue from both their commercial and non-commercial music within their listening parties. We're seeing artists use the tool in really innovative ways, specifically related to the release of their music, as well as artists using live streams to host everything from live performances to Ask Me Anythings and just general catch-ups with their fans. And being able to monetize both live streams and listening parties has been really great to us. We've seen great growth across the artist roster and our monthly active user base. We've been growing it, doubling it month over month since the start of the year. So really excited to see us prove out more of the business model over time as we work with a larger subset of artists.
For you. Freedom. Keep your ear to the ground.
Keep talking about the freedom.
It's the best show in town.
Best show in town.
Freedom.
When I dream out into the future and I look at We Are Giant 5 years from now, my vision is that millions of artists will be able to be artists on their terms, build their own businesses because of We Are Giant. As I mentioned earlier in the conversation, the industry is undergoing explosive growth. 8 million people uploaded music to Spotify last year. Hundreds of millions of music creators will be active by 2030. We want to be that preeminent technology solution that enables artists to build their business on their terms, from bedroom through superstar, really giving artists the tools that they need to own and operate their business from that first touch point and discovery of their fans all the way through community building and super fandom. So right now we're focused, as I mentioned, on super fan monetization on our platform, predominantly event-driven and merch-driven monetization. But as we continue to widen our funnel, work with a much more diverse artist set, we'll continue to expand our product to meet the needs of those artists. First, transitioning from on-platform super fan monetization to off-platform. As you think about the opportunities around ticketing, live experiences, sponsorships, but ultimately, we want to be layering on core artist services that are essential to those 198 million music creators that won't have access to these tools, that won't be signed to these big major labels, that deserve to have the tools they need to own and operate their business. So as I think about the business in the future, it's really about being that technology stack that is essential for any artist to be using to own and monetize, let alone optimize their most important relationships and nurture them through the means of building these healthy communities. And we're really excited about what we've seen to date and really enthusiastic about broadening our roster across genres moving forward. If you're passionate about building in the music category, I'd love to hear from you. My name is Andy Apple. You can find me at LinkedIn, message me. I'd love to find time to connect and learn more about how we can work together and build a better music industry together. If you're interested in music and want to discover your favorite alternative or favorite pop musician, go to wearegiant.com and join some communities. You can find us in the App Store as well, We Are Giant. I encourage you to pop in, poke around, discover some artists, and join some of these live experiences. They're incredibly fun. The listening parties are magnetic, and I have no doubt that your followers would enjoy the experience and hopefully join more and more over time.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast, a gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskarik, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community, elevate your perspective, and embark on the path to success.